Well, should Australia's eSafety Commissioner have authority over all countries on Earth? That's how tech billionaire Elon Musk has characterised the legal battle his social media platform X is waging to be able to keep footage of the violent stabbing of a Sydney bishop online. The eSafety Commissioner has been granted a further legal injunction today, compelling X to hide posts featuring the footage until the 10th of May. But the whole thing has raised bigger questions about free speech, with the bishop who was attacked now calling for X to be allowed to keep the footage online. Professor Dan Svantesson is a specialist in international technology law at Bond University and joins us now. Dan, thank you for your time. Can you just run us through what X is arguing in terms of why it shouldn't have to take down these posts?
So, obviously, I have not got to see X's arguments before the court, but from the reports of the matter, X has agreed to use what is called geolocation technologies to block out Australian end users from this relevant content. The eSafety Commissioner, however, wanted the content removed, meaning it's then not available to users anywhere in the world. So that is a sort of core of a legal battle here.
Yeah, it's interesting. Now, you mentioned there that X has geo-blocked the content from showing up in Australia, but the eSafety Commissioner says that doesn't go far enough. Do you know what their concern is there?
Yes. So the eSafety Commissioner's concern is that people using things like VPN and so on can circumvent this geo-blocking. The problem with that argument, though, is that even if we delete this content on X, those who would be inclined to take the trouble of using a VPN to access this material can obviously access it on other, perhaps smaller platforms. Mm. It's not like it disappears from the internet just by removing it from X. Mm. And another issue there is that if we say that it's not enough to use this geo-blocking, it's a little bit like saying that a locked door is not sufficiently locked if someone has a possibility to break it up with a hammer or whatever, right? So
yeah,
it's a bit illogical in my opinion.
So I'm keen to find out, you know, what grounds does an Australian agency have to restrict content outside Australia? Is there any sort of international law which governs what countries can force companies to do outside their borders?
Yeah, so the core here is a part of the Online Safety Act in Australia that says that the material, it relates to whether the material can be accessed by end users in Australia. And that's one. Then what the eSafety Commissioner is saying effectively is that it is only blocked to Australian users if it is removed completely. Now, that is a dangerous path to go, in my opinion, because that means that each state needs to be able to control what is accessible in the internet in all other countries in the world. And we can quickly see how that can get rather messy and frankly, destroy the internet as we know it.
Mm. We know it's not, sadly, the first time that tech companies have had to deal with this kind of thing. The Christchurch attack in 2019 was also broadcast live online. How did tech companies respond in that situation?
So the 2019 Christchurch terror attack resulted in something called the Christchurch Call, which is a collaboration between governments and the tech companies, including X, specifically aimed at fighting terrorist and violent extremist content online. So the reality here is that I think X should have responded by saying this content has no free speech value. It is fitting within this category of terrorist and violent extremist content, and X should have removed it on their own initiative like some other platforms did.
And just briefly, in the last 20 seconds, how do you think this is going to play out? Do you think that X will continue to keep this vision off Australian sites?
Unfortunately, I think that this is not going to be settled today. I think this will be an ongoing saga for a while, which shows how far we are from good solutions to the internet regulation.
Dan Svantesson, law professor at Bond University, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you.